Greater Cincinnati Waterworks has been replacing lead service lines across the city, and child care centers are the new priority. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about this work and its impact on public health are Greater Cincinnati Waterworks Assistant Superintendent for Community Engagement, Bridget Patton, and 4C for Children Quality Programs Manager, Brianna Jones-Hardy. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Bridget, how many child care centers have been identified as having service lines that contain lead?
We have identified 106 eligible facilities at this time.
106. And why is replacing these service lines at child care centers such a priority? What are some of the dangers that lead exposure poses for children?
So what we know is that children under the age of 6 are most vulnerable to lead exposure. And so obviously they are who we will prioritize. But in addition to just that information, the EPA has provided us with some funding also designed to target child care facilities. So between what we know and this opportunity in terms of our resources, we figured let's get at it.
Yeah. And you mentioned 106. Are you working to identify more, or do you feel like you've got everybody?
At this point, if we are successful in replacing this 106, we will have replaced all the lead service lines that we've identified in child care facilities. Now, going forward, if folks become child care providers and they have a lead service line, they would be new.
I see.
But so, in terms of the current inventory, if we are successful with this 106, we will have conquered all of the child care service lines in Cincinnati.
Wow. Brianna, is this something that child care providers are aware of and concerned about, just the potential for their service lines to contain lead?
Yes, absolutely. This information, the partnership and collaboration what we have with Greater Cincinnati Waterworks has brought a lot of knowledge and recognition to lead. As we know, it's not something that we can see, so we're definitely passing out that word, having that information. We have this Saturday coming up a Hamilton County Network meeting at 4C for Children that's going to be able to share more information. Greater Cincinnati Waterworks will be present to hand out flyers, have a presentation, and for providers to be able to get more information for them.
Yeah, you mentioned you can't see, you can't taste it either, right?
That's right. And they'll be able to sign up. So if we've contacted them and they've not had a chance to sign up, they will be able to tomorrow.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. Exciting. And you said that's going to be at 4C for Children?
Yes, in the Norwood location, so 2100 Sherman Avenue.
Okay. Is there any safe level of lead for children? I know there's been a lot of talk about that.
No. There's no safe level for children. We treat the water. So the idea that there is lead in the water, when water comes into the system, there is no lead in the water. However, those lead pipes are the opportunity for lead to enter the water. So though we treat the water so that the lead doesn't leach, we recommend that you just get rid of the lead line altogether. So there's no safe amount. And in order to ensure that, let's just get rid of the lead line altogether and replace it with a copper one.
Yeah. Well, and of course, lead water isn't the only source of lead that children can encounter. I know there's lead paint, there can be lead in the dirt, there can be all kinds of places that children can encounter lead. You mentioned treating the water. Do I have this right? And I was not a science major, Bridget, so tell me if I don't. But is there something that you put in the water that tries to almost coat the lead pipes so that the pipes don't leach, like you said?
We call it corrosion control.
Okay. Okay.
So we treat the water so that there is corrosion control, which keeps any kind of metal from leaching into the water. It coats the pipe so that the water can enter through the pipe without any metals.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, the safest thing is just get rid of that lead service line.
Correct.
So does the city, Bridget, view this as a public health issue, getting these lead service lines replaced?
Yes, which is why we replace them for free. Everyone who has a lead service line in our service area is eligible. When we show up to your community, we just ask that you agree to allow us to come in and remove those lead lines and replace them. And again, it's at no charge to customers.
Do you ever have people who say, no, thank you, I want to keep my lead? So like, what would make somebody not agree to that?
That's a really good question. And I can't answer that. I don't know why someone would not want it replaced, but we do encounter individuals who decide not to. It is a voluntary program, so we try to help people understand the value of it, both for health reasons and hopefully potentially for property ownership reasons. But there are people who decide not to participate.
Okay. Well, we are talking about an effort to replace lead service lines at Cincinnati Child Care Centers. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk at wvxu.org. Brianna, how does 4C think of the program? Do you all also think of it as a public health issue?
Absolutely. 4C for Children is a resource referral agency that thinks about the whole. So we're thinking about the family, the child, the providers. So when this came across our desk, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to collaborate, because not only are we thinking about the high quality of education for children, we're thinking about their health and their safety and bringing this awareness. And this is a wonderful opportunity to have this service replaced at no cost.
Well, and lead contamination, as I understand it, can have serious long-term effects for a child's health and neurological
developmentally, development. Absolutely.
Yeah. Brianna, what are some of the questions you're hearing most often from child care providers about this program? What do they want to know about it?
A lot of them are knowing, you know, how long is it going to take, or how do I get this started? Because they're eager to do this. You know, as we bring this awareness to them in my department, we coach these programs. So they have that relationship with us. And so, you know, they may ask us questions, how do you feel about this? And I'm saying, you know what, if this is identified in your program and they're doing this at no cost to you and there is no downtime in your program, absolutely is a no-brainer to have this service line replaced.
Yeah. Brianna, is there a concern? Do any of them ever say, is this really going to cost me anything? I mean, is that a concern out there?
It's almost like a too good to be true type of situation, right? So it is a lot of things of that. But knowing that we have this partnership and this trust that they have with us at 4C, they're understanding that, you know what, this is good. This is some good things out here for us. And absolutely, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, they're like, 4C wouldn't pull my chain.
Absolutely not. They know that we're here for them. So they understand that.
Yeah. Bridget, you mentioned that this is free. What's the value of this? I mean, if somebody had to pay for this themselves to replace a lead service line, what would that cost a person?
Somewhere between $3,500 and $5,000.
Oh, goodness. So that's real money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is great. We've got more to talk about, but I'm going to take a quick break so we can continue our conversation after that break. Later in the program, we'll hear how homeowners can get help to address code violations. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about an effort to replace lead service lines at Cincinnati Child Care Centers. My guests are Greater Cincinnati Waterworks Assistant Superintendent for Community Engagement, Bridget Patton, and 4C for Children Quality Programs Manager, Brianna Jones-Hardy. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk at wvxu.org. So, Bridget, we made it real clear earlier in this conversation that there's no cost for these child care providers. Do the providers have to own their own buildings to be eligible for this? I know there are people who provide child care in their homes, for example, or in standalone buildings, so they have to own the property.
So, we ask that the provider give permission, and in all cases of lead service line removal, we have to have permission from the property owner. So if the child care provider owns the property, that's easy. That's kind of a one and done. But we will certainly work with the provider and with the property owner to ensure that we have all the right signatures and permission to move forward with the work. Mm-hmm. The work probably takes between maybe 4 to 6 hours. So, and we're flexible. If we don't want to put the providers in a situation where they have to shut down. So we will work around their schedules. We can do weekends, just depends on what the setup is. And again, there's minimal interruption, very little downtime where, you know, water is shut off maybe for an hour. Mm-hmm. So again, we try to make this as convenient as possible. We try to explain all of this at the time that the service will be provided. The contractor meets with them. So, you know, we're on the ground. We're in communication. We try to make it as pleasant an experience as we can so that folks are pleased.
Yeah. Brianna, you mentioned that one of the questions is how long will that take? Is that when the answer is 4 to 6 hours and they can do it on the weekends, they can work around your schedule. Does that provide some reassurance? Because I imagine thinking about going without water when you're taking care of little kids is not a pleasant thought.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Being able to have that flexibility with their time and their schedule and their programs. A lot of family child care providers do provide care for 24 hours, 7 days a week, but they do have that flexibility and great relationships with their families that, you know, this is something that is important for all of us in this community. And so being able to have that time to do that is wonderful.
Yeah. Is there any way that parents can check the status of their child's child care center to determine if the work has been done or if the center has a lead service line? I don't know if either of you have gotten into that.
So we do have a lead lookup on our website. And so anyone can put in an address, their own or someone that they're interested in, to see if they have lead service lines. And when you put that information in, it'll tell you if there are lead service lines at the property.
Okay, good to know. Well, Bridget, I know Greater Cincinnati Water Works received grant money for this work. You mentioned that at the top of the conversation. Is it enough to replace all these lead service lines that you've identified?
The grant is for $500,000, and so I think it's safe to say that probably won't be enough, but it is a significant amount. Again, it is dedicated, and we welcome all resources that we can receive in order to get this work done, both for our child care centers and throughout the city of Cincinnati. I think that to your question, is it enough? I don't know exactly how much it'll cost to remove all of these. That would be a question for our lead program manager, but it is significant, and we will be doing this work for about 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I think you mentioned the cost is between $3,500 to $5,000 if a homeowner is paying for it. So I guess it depends on which end of that spectrum it costs and how many you can cover. Brianna, tell us again where child care center operators can get more information on how to participate in this program.
Absolutely. We will be hosting at 4C for Children this Saturday from 10 to 12, and we will have Greater Cincinnati Waterworks there to present about the importance of lead. That's where they can sign up. They can meet the wonderful staff of coaching for family child care providers that day as well. And then they're going to be able to feel reassurance when they leave that they have this information that, you know, I want to go ahead and take care of this. I want to sign up, and then we'll definitely get that ball rolling for those providers.
Yeah. And Bridget, you mentioned, I think you called it the lead lookup. Is that if a homeowner wants to find out if there are lead service lines to their home, is that how they would do that too?
Yes, that a lead lookup line would show you the lead service line on the private side of the property, which is the homeowner's responsibility. And so, yes, if our records indicate that you have lead, it'll show on the lead lookup line.
This is not necessarily about child care centers, but can renters use that too to look up? You said you can look up any address. If they find out that the place where they're renting has a lead service line, are there resources for them, or what should they know about their rights as a tenant if they find that out?
That's a really good question. And yes, they can put that information in to see if the property that they're renting has a lead service line. And we would recommend that they contact their landlord. If we are removing lead service lines in the area, we will have contacted the renter and the homeowner or the property owner. So the landlord and the renter both get information from us when it's time to have that removed. And our team at Waterworks will work with them to coordinate all of those details. sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's difficult, but yes, we make every effort to ensure that property, that renters also are able to have their lead service lines replaced.
What's the ultimate goal for Greater Cincinnati Waterworks? Is the idea that everybody who gets water through Greater Cincinnati Waterworks should be able to turn on the tap and be able to drink that water with confidence and not be worried about lead or thinking, oh, I better buy bottled water? I mean, what's the big goal here?
Absolutely. Our goal is to deliver safe, delicious water to the residents and to folks in our region that we provide water to. And I think we do a really good job of that. We put a lot of effort into it, and we're really proud of the product that we produce.
Yeah. And for 4C, what's your hope or overall goal with this program in particular?
Yes. Our overall goal is to create just a healthy, safe environment for children and to be able just to drink water and play freely and not have to have that worry of what could be contaminated for those children.
That makes sense, because I bet a bunch of those child care providers are using water to mix up formula and all kinds of
stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this has been terrific. I've been talking with Greater Cincinnati Waterworks Assistant Superintendent for Community Engagement, Bridget Patton, and 4C for Children Quality Programs Manager, Brianna Jones-Hardy. Thank you both so much for your time today. I'm getting all choked up. Up next, has your house ever been hit with a code violation? We'll talk about local programs to help homeowners with repairs. This is Cincinnati Edition.